"There you are, Mrs. Housebaker," said Summit. "You can call me Pearl, thanks, love," said Gary's mum, in a faded voice, to Summit, who nodded and strolled off down the hall. "All right, love," she said, popping a couple of tiny white pills into her mouth, then swallowing some of the water Gary had given her to wash them down. She offered Gary the feeble smile she used when she wanted other people to think she was fine. And she wasn't. Fritz looked over at his sister. She seemed lost in thought.
"Are you going to miss Germany?"
"No!"
she practically shouted.
"Why should I? Why should I miss a place that treats us so badly? If I could, I would not think about this place again. And it can all go to hell. I mean it, Fritz. If only our family would all leave. I would then spit on this place for how it's treated us and never come back here."
"Oh, no, you don't, Buster," yelled Patty as she took off running with Randy chasing her.
"Gotcha,"
said Randy as he grabbed her arm and quickly jumped into the water, pulling her in after him.
For a few days, my wildest imaginings kept sleep at bay. A heightened anxiety dulling my appetite. It was the mixture of hope and fear that was the most difficult to manage. Hope that I might yet meet the gene pool of my source species. Fear that the story could be a grand hoax.
Liam flexed his helpless form against Cheesa's thaumaturgic binding. His strength of spirit was indeed undeniable. Most people so privileged broke under real adversity. At least, that had been Cheesa's experience. But Liam's exception, however remarkable, remained irrelevant.
"Such a pity,"
Cheesa purred, looking down at the scholar.
"The one night when you're actually imperiled and your precious Mao isn't here to protect you."
Her tone turned flat, each word edged with ice.
"What an unhappy coincidence for you."
He clearly thinks I'm unraveling. I stare at him for a moment, and alongside the compassion and concern in his eyes, I also see distraction. He's thinking about all the things he has to do, about what every minute here is costing him. And so I realize the only choice is to be honest with him.
Sort of.
Patty looked at Taylor and said,
"My goodness, you look like you've been beat up, Taylor. Don't you know better than to take on an army of yellow jackets?"
"I guess not,"
he said, trying to talk through his swollen lips.
"You look kind of miserable."
I am kind of miserable,"